Coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, we'll give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to go see Dave Chappelle. He'll be at Capital One Arena October 10th.
Nice.
So keep listening for your chance to win those tickets coming up in the 9 o'clock.
Might have to hit up my guy JVS for that one.
Hour. It's not a bad idea.
Speaking of winning, have you bought your Powerball tickets yet?
I have not. I did buy them for the most recent drawing where there was not a winner. But I believe the jackpot is now swole to over like over $1 billion.
Yes. $1.3 billion.
Oh. Yep.
All right, Jason always like says he would dole out money. Let's say Cakes wins and he gets $1.3 billion.
Well, he wouldn't get
Cakes has never promised to give any of us anything.
I would take the lump sum, of course. Yes. That'd probably be like
$600 million, probably.
Is that what it's going to be?
I don't know. $600 million? Let's just say it's $600 million.
$600 million.
Maybe less because of taxes.
It's a lot of money. I don't know what I would do with it. I mean, first, I would have to
call. Would we get anything?
I would have to call my guy, Ed. I would have to call my financial advisor, Ed.
You got
to
call Ed before you dole out us.
Ed's the first call.
Okay.
I mean, I love you guys, but the first call is to my guy, Ed.
All right. Call Ed, and then Ed says, all right, call give you some of your boys some cash.
Yeah.
What would you give?
I don't know. I have $600 million?
Yeah.
Have I already paid taxes on that?
Well, yeah, yes. Because they take the taxes out before they give it to you.
Man, that's a lot of money.
Of course it is.
But I can't just willy-nilly just hand out huge, huge sums of it or else it'll be gone.
Yeah, but you've built a career with these guys.
You wouldn't give us $5 million?
$5 million.
I've seen the pitfalls. I've seen the pitfalls of lottery winners just throwing money around like they're at a strip club.
Okay, but they're stupid. They don't have edge to rely on.
$5 million apiece? $5 million seems a little steep.
Out of 600, what are you gonna do? How are you gonna spend 600?
You're still gonna have 585.
That's a lot of money.
You know what? You could put 500 of it in just a money market account, getting about 5%.
I would put $500 million in a money market account.
Well, wherever you can get 5% on it. Mm-hmm. You couldn't spend that much money, so you could give away $100 million after you pay off all your stuff, buy a couple houses.
I give it away when I'm dead.
I would be hooking them.
Cakes is tight.
$2 to $3 million apiece, tops. Three is very high. Very high.
I'll remember that when I win. I'll give these guys five and I'll give you two.
I don't even need to win. Some people have pieces of me. I have pieces of other people. You know what I'm saying? Like lifetime sweats.
Yeah.
So I don't even need to hit the whole thing. I just need somebody that I know in my inner circle to hit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you got to do your part and get your tickets.
Oh, yeah. I'll be doing that. Yeah.
How many are you going to get?
I'll probably buy two or three.
Now, are these the $2 or are these the $5?
These are the $2 jobbers.
Oh, well, I'll get
10 bucks.
Maybe I'll
get 10
buy,
bucks. Yeah, I'll get five.
It's 10 bucks worth. That add to the pot.
Yeah, I'll do that today on the way home.
I never go to those machines. I'm actually looking at a machine.
I love those machines.
It has Powerball on the left.
The kiosks.
It has Pick 3, Pick 4, Keno.
Yeah.
Cash Maybe Pop. I don't even know what
I'm
that is.
I'm missing out on a big sweat.
Yeah, JP, when you go to the kiosk, of course you do that because you avoid human interaction. You have to go to the touch screen and you either play the draw games, there's a tab for that up top, or you hit the button for the scratchers. I'm pretty much off the scratchers unless it's Christmas time.
Stuffers. I still see guys like I'll pump gas or whatever, and then I'll go inside and get like a Twinkies or something because I'm a sugar addict.
Sure.
And I'll still see guys scratching off their $5 scratchers and they get like a fistful 100%. Of them. And I mean, that addiction is real.
It is. It's a real thing.
And then there's always one or two guys betting on the electric horses or whatever that is.
Yeah.
Whatever that fake horse
They're
race is.
They're doing Keno or the fake horses. The whole thing.
I just say, man, degens. Sick degens.
Sick, real sickos.
Yeah. Have you seen those guys I've been talking about?
Yeah, yeah.
Around Home Depot where they're gambling?
No, I still have not seen that.
Yeah.
Though, close to that Home Depot is a beer store that I walked into.
Yeah.
I know, it shocks people. I walked into a store that sells beer and wine. Very shocking. And to get to the beer and the surf size and everything else, I had to walk through a gauntlet of 8 to 10 sicko degenerates buying scratchers, looking up at the fake horses. Mm-hmm. I mean, there were more guys there for that than they were for the alcohol.
Right.
I was like, what are you guys doing?
Real
sicko. The real prize is back here. You guys are just waiting
so
for
on the way
horse.
Home, we got to pick up at least five tickets.
When's the drawing?
Tomorrow night.
I see you have a little time.
Tomorrow night. Was it 7 or is it later than that?
I don't know when it is.
All right, so I'm
definitely going to get some tickets.
A lot of people are talking about Micah Parsons.
We should all get tickets.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people are talking about Micah Parsons. Obviously, the injury is something to be aware of. Apparently,
I thought the injury was just was fake news.
Right? No, it's like a real thing.
It's a real thing.
He's got like a sprained back or something.
You were thinking the same thing I thought about Marshawn Lattimore.
Well, no wonder he was laying on the table. He was hurt.
He was sore.
Actually, it makes a lot of sense.
Vindicates him a little bit.
Yeah, he doesn't look as bad.
His back probably hurts from standing around the entire time.
He doesn't look as bad.
Was he getting any treatment while he's lying on the table? Or is he just lying there like a stiff?
He was just lying there. He looked like he was bored out of his gourd. Yeah, that's what it looked like.
Looked like he wanted to be anywhere.
Well, anyway, he didn't feel great.
Because on one level, the Packers are saying they were kind of blindsided by it. And I guess he has been practicing. You saw some clips of him like hitting that thing, whatever those guys hit, that big pad thing, the blocking sled, mm-hmm. whatever the hell it is. And then now they're saying he may have to take an epidural. I didn't even know guys take epidurals to play. Like, that's what actually...
It's just a pain blocker, right?
Wow. Just to numb it.
So, you know, I hope he's healthy, whatever. Maybe by week 3. That might be ideal. But apparently, his podcast has generated a lot of controversy, too. And it turns out, I didn't realize this, but Micah Parsons wasn't that beloved in the locker room. That he was kind of... It sounds like he was kind of a loner.
Well, teammates viewed him as... This is from, I think it's Albert Breer.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he said teammates viewed him as, quote, egotistical and self-centered.
Yeah.
And he rankled people all the way up to Dak.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I guess.
They're glad he's gone? I don't know about that.
My understanding is they were like, they told Jerry, listen, you do whatever you got to do. They, obviously, he makes them a better football team, but if you got to move him, there's not going to be any love lost in the locker room.
Yeah, Albert Breer wrote, his quote was, Zach Martin, CeeDee Lamb, and Dak Prescott are/were very popular in the locker room. That's not the case with Parsons, who has rankled teammates in different ways, seen by some as egotistical and self-centered. His podcast has created issues, too, that go all the way up to quarterback Dak Prescott.
Has anybody said that trade was good for Dallas?
Some have.
I mean, they haven't said necessarily it's good for this year, but some have pointed to the two draft picks and, you know, point to the Khalil Mack deal and point to other deals that don't necessarily work out in favor of the team that's bringing in the star.
I'll tell you why. If here's how it won't be good for the Cowboys. If the Packers win the Super Bowl in the next year or two and Micah Parsons is a huge part of it.
Right.
If that happens, then nobody's going to say, well, you got two late round draft picks and a defensive tackle. Nobody's gonna care about that.
Our pal Sean Sharif from The Fan in Dallas was on with Grant and Danny, and here's what he said.
Micah Parsons is a wannabe leader. He loves to preach about, and I know people right now are going to be texting, oh, you're just saying that because he left. No, I had a Micah Parsons report 2 years ago that I got destroyed for by these Cowboy homers here who got so ticked off that I said anything about their beloved number 11 that he's a pain in the ass to deal with behind the scenes. Him and Trayvon Diggs, they want Trayvon Diggs out of here yesterday. And then him and Micah go palling around together. Their people, Jerry and Steven last night said it was unanimous amongst the decision makers. Now, I don't know if I totally believe that, but even if I three quarters of the way believe it, that still says a lot that he was, they said, what about the locker room? Going to be missing, going to be a problem? And Jerry was like emphatic, like basically telling everyone, no, addition by subtraction.
Wow. So it sounds like, I mean, especially in the wake of now Deron Bland signing a big deal, and from what Sharif just said, there's no way Diggs is going to get signed there. There's no way he's going to get re-upped.
I just feel like there's probably guys like that on every team.
Right.
I would just take the talent.
Usually it's not the best player on the team.
No, maybe not. You're right. But just the fact that he produces the way he produces, he's just such a high impact player. Yeah, we'll see how he works out in Green Bay. But certainly for the short term, it's not a win for Dallas.
I didn't know that he was thought of that way. That he was like...
Well, he was kind of like that at Penn State, too.
Yeah. I mean, he punched his
own
teammate.
He's a me guy.
Yeah. But you know what? Jerry was still willing to sign him.
Of course he was. Yeah.
So if he was such a bad guy, why did you offer him the handshake deal back in the spring? Mm-hmm. Why'd you do that?
It's the post-mortem.
That's what it is.
Well, exactly also, I think, finally... Sometimes you get tired of being criticized so much. Like, everyone just called the organization a buffoon. Jerry's a buffoon. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Why are they doing this? This is the dumbest thing in the world.
But this is why they got to come out with a reason.
Well, yeah. It's not like it's fake, but just at some point you want to give your side of the story.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think they were being kind of respectful about it, but at the end of the day, when you're just getting called stupid over and over and over for the trade you made,
mm-hmm.
you're like, well, there's another reason we did it. Here's why.
Because he wasn't liked?
Well, also, short term, it's not going to look great if the Cowboys get smoked on national TV in 2 nights.
Yeah.
And their defense looks suspect.
Bad. Yeah.
Like, if they allow like 35 points or more to the Eagles.
Their offense should be okay, though, right? I mean, they don't have the same line play that they used to have.
Their passing attack should be okay. Well, their running game is the huge question mark.
Yeah.
Like, they signed Javonte Williams. They drafted Jadon Blue. They've got Miles Sanders. It's just a mixed bag at running back.
But they've got two legit CD receivers.
Lamb
they got
stud Pickens
receivers.
Should be effective.
Yeah. And they got Ferguson
that's what they're
tight
banking
end.
On.
Yeah. I mean, Dak's proven he could put up big numbers
yes.
for long stretches. He could have 6 or 7 game run, you know, where he's looks like an MVP candidate at times.
Wasn't he runner up a few years ago?
Yeah, I think so. But I don't think he has the same line play, right?
I think some of those
guys have moved on.
Yeah, you could be right. I think they only kept 4 receivers on their
really?
Actives.
We kept 5, and that was unusual.
Yeah, I was kind of looking at their depth chart the other day. Hold on, I'm trying to pull it up.
They only kept 4? That doesn't seem right.
I mean, unless this is wrong. Pickens, Tolbert, CD, Kevontae Turpin.
Turpin goes on the IR.
And Turpin's more of a like special teams guy, but he's a weapon. I could see them wanting to utilize him along with the who else they have on the roster.
Yeah.
So you don't think we're like sleeping on them that they're going to surprise anybody? They're going to be bottom 5.
Who, the Cowboys?
I think they could win some games.
You think they can win some games?
I don't think they'll be bottom 5.
They were 12-5 3 years in a row before having a horrible season.
But let's
last
see.
Year.
I mean, let's see. I mean, if Dak can stay healthy for the entire year, he's going to put up numbers.
He keeps you relevant.
But
I
like
think.
Cake said, I mean, the running game could be a question mark. But if Dak's throwing to CD and Pickens every week,
yeah.
they should be able to put up some points.
It should be effective through the air.
Through the
On
air.
The ground, big question mark. All right, don't forget, Mark Packer is going to join us coming up at 9 o'clock. We'll talk ACC football and more with him. That's coming up at 9 a.m. here on The Fan.